time for the Bay Area's favorite radio quiz show, Minds Over Matter. Moderator Dana Rodriguez is joined this week by author Jerry Nachman and teacher Lori Fisher.
Gotta be this or that.
And here's your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, David, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. We hope you are having a lovely weekend out there, and we'll try to bring that down a few pegs over the next hour, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we're welcoming your participation. That's very, very important. Please feel free to give us a call with a question or answer. The number is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. Or we also have a toll-free number. Yes, they ponied up for that. Toll-free, 866-798-8255. That is 866-798-8255. We'll be giving you questions, and hopefully you'll be giving us questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. So again, 415-841-4134. Or toll-free, 866-798-8255. Just to remind you of our email address, it is mindsovermatter, MINDSOVERMATTER, all strung together in one word, at yahoo.com. Use it while you can. Mindsovermatter at yahoo.com. If you'd like to hear the show online, you can do that anywhere in the world, and I've done it in many places around the world, at kalw.org. That's kalw.org. And if you'd like to listen to the podcast of the show, to hear your voice again, or our voices, God forbid, that will be available soon after our show tonight at kalw.org and iTunes and wherever excellent broadcasting is.
So you listen when you're not on the show, huh?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you sound?
Nobody ever sounds the way they think they sound.
That's true.
Yeah.
They always sound worse.
You sound more like you than I sound like me.
Let's I'm trying to sound like Jerry.
Oh.
That's not easy.
I think you sound exactly like you.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, you okay.
But that's a good thing.
Is that a good thing?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's nice of you to say.
Compliment night here at Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, right.
Nice. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So we're going to start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. And in the hallowed tradition, Jerry's will be read first. This is Jerry Nachman's favorite time of year, the calm before the holidays, the election, and the 49ers collapse.
A yearly event.
Yeah.
Now that the Olympics are over and he's easing into retirement, Lori Fisher can work full time on preparing his questions for Minds Over Matter. And of course, worrying about the Giants.
And I do. And on my left hand is our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, which makes me feel lucky to be right handed.
All right. That is us. And we'll begin the questioning with Jerry Nachman.
Okay. Why did Elvis Presley once famously shoot out a TV set? Who was he aiming at on the screen?
I think it was the Beatles.
No.
No.
Was it a single person or was it a group?
I'm not telling you.
Can you give me an idea what year it was?
No.
It was in his kind of drug-addled later state, I think. It's a famous thing. And I knew he hated the
Beatles.
He maybe
did it more than once. But,
yeah, and the Beatles had pushed him off the charts.
I didn't know there was. I just thought he was, you know, causing a ruckus. But apparently there was somebody on the he hated so much he took out a gun.
Possibly part of his duty as a federal drug agent.
That's right. He got authorized.
Appointment for Nixon.
It was a singer.
Oh, was it? Well, yeah, I figured that.
Yeah.
I think it was Shecky Green or something. He was in.
And would he perceive it as his competition?
About that era, though.
About that era? Okay. Yeah. This must have been in the Jungle Room.
Yeah. Bobby Rydell.
Yeah. Well.
Was it a competitor? Somebody he would have seen as. Because he saw the Beatles as his definite competition. Okay, so not.
in no way a competitor.
Interesting. Okay, leave it out. Oh, just read that once more, please.
Okay, why did Elvis Presley famously once shoot out a TV set? Who was he aiming at on the screen?
And I think he did. I think he hit the screen.
Yeah.
All right. Lori, why don't you go ahead, too?
All right, so I am, these are my post-Olympic questions. I have a couple of them, yeah. The five Olympic rings, you know them well, right? So I have three questions about them. One, in what year did they first appear? In which Olympics did they first appear? This one is a little easy. What do they represent, the five rings?
The five continents.
No.
Kind of. Hold on, and I want to finish.
And oh, then, you're not finished.
And
I'm
then,
sorry. Yeah.
And then
I'm sorry.
What colors are they, and what were they meant to represent? The colors are were chosen very specifically to represent something in the world which would not be accurate today.
The colors, I think, were meant to represent the colors that were in all the flags of the nations.
That's correct. Which colors were they? So this would, at the time, all these colors were represented.
Well, red,
green, blue, red, yellow.
Yeah, orange.
That's the missing one.
Orange?
Orange was not in any because at the time there were no flags with orange in them, but now there are. There's Ireland and India. I was looking at Nigeria and Armenia, all of
right.
which won. Okay, so that's good. So that, okay, so those are the flag colors. They were
blue,
yellow, black, green, red on a white background.
Black.
Yeah. Yeah, black was in there and on a white background. So what did they represent? It's kind of the five continents, but since there's seven continents, that's a little trick.
Right.
And what year?
Okay.
Well, they're linked.
Yeah.
To show, you know,
solidarity in alphabet.
Universality and
kinda.
You know.
Yeah.
So you want to guess, you want to say how they were linked?
How they were linked?
Well, like,
oh, you mean what color was linked to another color?
No. In other words, Africa's a continent and Asia and Europe were three, but there are two others that aren't commonly mentioned when we think of continents. They had different goofy names so they could just get it down to five rings.
There's no politically incorrect thing there, like yellow for the Asia or something terrible like that?
No, there's not.
All right. I don't know if this is going to help me or not, but were the rings introduced in the summer or the winter Olympics?
They were...
Summer, I'll bet.
It was summer.
Summer, okay.
Yeah.
I'll just say, well, I don't know what years are. 1920?
That's correct.
Oh.
Right on the nose.
Is
wow.
that because, is that because, very good. Is that because it's they wanted to represent something, this being the first Olympics after the First World War?
Yes. I mean, it was unclear, but they developed it. It was developed in 1916. They held it back, and they put it in the 1920 Olympics,
okay.
I think, to kind of have that solidarity spirit.
All right. Okay.
So all that's left is the name of the two continents. There were five rings, and they represented Africa, Asia, and Europe, and two others that we normally don't think of as
Australia.
Continents.
Australia.
No, that's not one
Oceania.
Of them. That's it.
Yeah.
Oceania was
really?
One of them, yeah.
Well, they still use that term.
Yeah.
Just to bring in all the small islands and island nations. And,
okay.
Yeah.
Oceania is one of them.
Right.
Made
Australia.
Famous in 1984. Well, it's in Oceania, it turns out. Australia's
it is
in there.
You know, the South Pacific. The Pacific.
I've never known what that meant exactly.
Yeah, the mid and South Pacific, generally, mm-hmm. I think they call it.
And we're missing the one that the United States is in. There was...
What they called it?
What they called the one we were in.
The Americas?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was it. They lumped them together.
Yeah.
All right. Well, sorry, callers. That was out.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, this is Henrik in Mountain View. I have two questions.
Okay.
One is geographical in nature or about names of countries, and the other is literary. So, first question. I have in mind a number of countries, and think in terms of the way their names are spelled in English. There's a country that has the letter Z for zero in its name, and it borders six other countries, four of which also have a Z in their names.
Whoa.
The only place that could be is
Zambia.
Africa.
And Zambia.
So it's Zimbabwe and Zambia and
Good.
Oh, what else? What are
looking
countries?
For?
So you're looking for all the countries that have the Z in their name that border it. Is that, may I ask? Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm thinking of a single country that borders a single country with a Z that borders four others also with a Z, plus a couple of others which don't have a Z.
So are we correct on the right with Zimbabwe and Zambia?
Zambia and Zimbabwe are two of the countries bordering the sort of central country here. And so you're on the right track.
Where's our map? Côte d'Azur? That wouldn't be.
No, it has to have a Z. So the Z can be anywhere in the name, correct?
Yes.
Not
Zanzibar?
Not Malawi. Tanzania. Tanzania.
Tanzania.
That's right. Number three.
Not Malawi, not...
Malawi also borders this country I have in mind.
Okay.
Did we say Mozambique?
Oh, very good.
Very good.
Very good.
Yeah.
That it?
That's one.
Okay.
So Mozambique borders six countries, four which have a Z in them.
So we're missing one of the...
Zimbabwe, and one more, a rather small country.
Not Rwanda, or... what's the country next to Rwanda? Rwanda and...
No, it's farther south.
Farther south. That was Sotho.
Lesotho is pretty close.
All right.
That's it. So it's another country that is somewhat inside South Africa, but it happens to have a boundary with
not Lesotho. It's Swaziland.
Right. Okay. Give us a
small.
All right.
Not Switzerland, right?
No.
Okay.
Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry. You had another question. Yes.
Yes. It's a literary question.
Mm-hmm.
There is a 20th century short poem in English by a very famous poet from which two phrases have been used for book titles by other authors, but also in English.
Say that again, please.
Just start once more, if you would, please.
Okay. There is a short poem from the 20th century written in English by a very famous poet, and it's a short poem, 22 lines, and two phrases from that poem have been used for book titles by other authors, but also written in English. So it's sort of a sixfold question. What is the poem, who is the author, and which are the two books and their authors?
Well,
is it a British author?
None of them are British.
Okay,
My first impulse is to say T.S. Eliot, but it's that he didn't really write short poems.
No, he wrote epics.
Yes.
Yeah, usually.
No, but it's in that style, more or less.
Yeah. So somebody who would have been quoted by other authors easily, which E. Cummings would have been. But, I mean, you never know.
Yeah.
I mean,
And Emily Dickinson wrote shorter poems, I think.
Yeah, but 22 lines isn't all that short.
But you didn't say it was a man or a woman, did you?
No, I didn't.
For some reason, Robert Frost.
Century.
Yeah, you just said 20th century. How about Robert Frost?
I'm sorry, who did you say?
I said Robert Frost.
Did you say another name before that?
Well, I said Yeats, but you told me he wasn't British.
Irish.
He's Irish.
Yeah. he's not Irish either, right? is it?
Yeah, so it's the poem is by Yeats.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. Is it Sailing to Byzantium?
No.
Okay. It's Things Fall Apart. That's one of the books, right?
Good. That's on the third line of the...
So all we had to do is go backwards there.
The center will not hold.
The center will not hold. And it's right on my mind there. I've taught this poem. This is what happens when you retire. So we have Yeats, and we have Things Fall Apart, and we have Achebe.
The other line is from that poem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Another title is from that poem. The other famous line is "The center will not hold,"
right.
But I don't think that's the title of the
book.
But
that, yeah, well, that.
Give us a title. Give us a hint.
Okay, the I don't know. I can give several hints. The second book title comes from the last line of the poem, and the author was born in Sacramento, and is still alive.
Oh, that's Joan Didion, maybe.
You're right.
Slouching Toward Bethlehem.
Oh, very good.
That's good.
Jerry.
Hey, you got them all.
Okay. Very good.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
It's a good question.
All right. All right, let me do my questions here. Okay, a couple of things. In Westminster Abbey, well, I think we've all been there at some point. Maybe Jerry.
I think I was. Yeah.
All right. Okay. He was too busy eating at Simpsons in the Strand. Isn't that that's your favorite restaurant in London?
Mm-hmm.
In Westminster Abbey, at the Shakespeare Memorial, there are three real people besides Shakespeare whose images are on his memorial. Who are they? And there's also a quote from a Shakespeare play. What play is it? So at the Shakespeare Memorial in Westminster Abbey, there are three people whose images are on Shakespeare's memorial, besides Shakespeare.
Uh-huh.
Who are those people? Three real people. And what is the Shakespeare play that is quoted?
Is one of them the king or queen that was the reign during his lifetime?
You have to give me a specific...
I don't know that here at all.
Well, let's see. When he died, wasn't James...
One of the kings was
James. Oh, you're thinking of James the First?
Yeah.
No.
Not him.
No.
Okay, but I've got the idea. Not specific, but...
So is Queen Elizabeth on there?
Queen Elizabeth is one.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Elizabeth
the
First. Okay. Who are the other two? And...
And is it more royalty, or are we looking for more?
I don't think I'm going to give you any hints on that.
Yeah. All right. Edward de Vere.
No. Oh, the... yeah. The Earl of Oxford.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. No. Uh-huh. Okay. Second question. If you're of my generation, you would remember that The Wizard of Oz used to be a very big deal when they would show it once a year on TV. It was on CBS for many years.
On Christmas,
I don't know if it was on Christmas. Well, yeah, it was usually in the fall when I was a child. And they always had big stars who would host the showings. So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 big stars who hosted The Wizard of Oz when it was shown on network TV. And they're big stars. So who were they? Who were the big stars who hosted the showings of Wizard of Oz when they first... And that started in 1956 when it was shown once
Judy
a year
Garland.
On... No, she never did.
Liza Minnelli.
Liza Minnelli's one.
That's good.
Yes, very good.
Shirley Jones.
No.
How about Ray Bolger?
No. No.
Julie Andrews.
No. Okay, you've had your five guesses.
Okay, I'll go.
I think they get one star.
How about Burt Lahr?
Yes, right. Burt Lahr was one. Yeah. He was the only cast member to ever host the...
So we need six more.
56, yeah. So once more, in the Shakespeare Memorial in Westminster Abbey, there are three real people besides Shakespeare who are depicted on his memorial. Jerry got Elizabeth I, that's one of them. Who were the other two, and what is the play that is quoted on his memorial? And in the TV showings of The Wizard of Oz, which used to be quite a big deal, they only showed it once a year on network TV, who were the big stars who hosted the showings of The Wizard of Oz? So far we have Burt Lahr and Liza Minnelli. Who are the other ones on that list?
Is the play Hamlet? The
play is not Hamlet, no. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Big Rajul on the current hour.
Hey.
So, first of all, I'll start out by saying, sorry, Jerry, but this is kind of a Dana's request after the last time I called in about who, what do these six people have in common. But this is 14 films from 1941 to 1949 featuring Boston Blackie.
Oh, man.
I don't get
so
the
who portrayed Boston Blackie?
Please don't ask me the names of all the movies.
Are you on Dana's payroll now?
The only one I know is Chester Morris.
Chester Morris, yeah.
He's the best known.
See, Jerry pushed his way into the question even after you told him not
to. Oh, I didn't hear him. He said
That's all right.
That's all I know.
Well, Dana,
I don't know the other 13.
Yeah, Chester Morris is, yes.
He's the best known.
That's our answer to all 13.
Right.
Okay, then Inspector John Faraday.
Oh, dear.
Tougher.
All 14.
Go on to the next one. I have to think about that.
A character named Runt was in 12 of them.
Well, I think that was that Georgie Stone?
Yes.
All right.
You got that. And then the last one I have appeared in 7 as Detective Wes Matthews.
Tougher. I've seen very few of the Boston Blackies. They're not bad, but I just haven't seen too many of them.
I've seen parts of one.
It's not a name. I'll tell you, it's not a name that I'm really familiar with, Dana, but that doesn't mean you wouldn't be.
Like Georgie Stone, right?
Yeah, I know. You better give me initials or something to go on, because I'm not going to...
F.S.
F as in Frank?
Frank Sinatra.
No. Let's see. F.S. Frank? No, that's not.
Yeah, right. Actually, Frank is the first name.
Frank.
Got
Frank
nothing.
S. No, not getting it.
Frank Sully.
All right. Yeah, that's pretty tough. Pretty
and
tough.
Then, back to Inspector John Faraday and all 14 of the films.
Give me some initials.
R.L.
Oh, Richard Lane.
Got it.
All right.
Nice.
Just with a little prompting, you do okay, Diane.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that.
No more
thank
paying
you.
People to put those questions.
You're listening to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're enjoying it. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our panel tonight, well-known Bay Area author Jerry Nachman, from Professor Emeritus from Diablo Valley College, Lori Fisher. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, celebrating its 75th anniversary, first FM station west of, Pottstown, Pennsylvania. And so, yes, we are celebrating a big anniversary. The number to join us is area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, I think Elvis shot at the TV because Robert Goulet was singing.
Correct.
Oh, Robert Goulet.
Very good, very good.
Also, I think I read somewhere that wasn't the first time he did that. I think I heard like once where like his daughter asked him why he kept shooting at the TV, and he sheepishly like gave some sort of answer. okay, so I have a question for you guys. What do these three people have in common? The first was Dennis Wilson, you know, the late drummer for the Beach Boys. Mm-hmm. Then there was Terry Melcher, who is the adopted son of Doris Day. And then the last is Ira Reiner, who was the former district attorney of Los Angeles.
They were in Charles Manson.
They're
all attached
Manson.
To Charles Manson.
Yeah.
He was a friend of Dennis Wilson's, and I think he lived in Terry Melcher's house or something. I don't know. Did the other guy prosecute him? But it's Manson, right?
Yeah, exactly. The thing with Terry Melcher is the reason why he went to Terry Melcher had been staying at Sharon Tate's house for a while.
That's right.
I think Manson thought he was still there. But no, actually, Ira Reiner was a friend of Manson's, and he briefly represented Tex Watson, one of the Manson family. But then Tex Watson fired him.
Oh,
that's
all right.
Okay. That's brutal.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
I see. How are you?
Good.
Very good. So, let me see. There's actually a king in the Middle East. His mother is British. She never lived in that country. Do you know which country, which king?
Is that Jordan?
Yes. You must have known. That's pretty, pretty easy. Please, for King Abdullah. His mother was totally British.
We're allowed to actually know things.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. No.
Not everything is a guess.
They're going to take us off the air.
We'll find that very small part of the universe made out of us, you know, real matter, because of the violation of the CPU rule, which I gave you a couple of weeks ago. So what are axion, sterol, neutrino, WIMPs, and MASHOs? Let us leave that to audience if possible, because I want somebody to explain to you. But I just have another question for you very quickly. What is in common? Dead man finger, fox gloves, and weeping figs. What are they?
Well, they're poisonous flowers.
Yeah, huh? Fox gloves.
Poisonous flowers, right. And plants.
Extremely poisonous flowers, and actually some of them are fungi. Dead
right.
man
uh-huh.
finger, they come like from the ground, and they're extremely toxic. So if you having a nice jogging around the East Bay, make sure you don't touch this plant. They actually can kill you, some of them can kill you by just touching them.
Be careful, people.
Yeah, you have to be very careful. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ed.
Thank you.
And Jerry, I think it's your turn.
Okay. Who is the only prisoner to receive a commuted sentence from one president and a full pardon from another for the same crime?
Is it Patty Hearst?
Yes.
Really good.
I just thought of it.
So which were the presidents?
Yeah, who were the presidents? Do you know that?
Well, the full pardon, I think, was Jimmy Carter, wasn't it?
No.
Oh, that was the commuted sentence then.
Commute was Carter.
Yeah, right, okay.
The full president, the full pardon was
Clinton?
Yeah, Clinton.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
okay,
interesting.
I'll give you another
yeah.
one.
Shows you can do if you have a wealthy family behind you.
Yeah, really.
Who was the first woman to anchor a network newscast?
Well,
she has a well-known son.
So she's not well-known. That I would infer that.
Well, he's better known now because he's alive, but she's not unknown.
Oh, is it that Dickinson
she's
woman?
She's not unknown, Nancy Dickinson.
Nancy
no,
Dickinson.
But her son is John.
John Dickinson,
John Dickinson.
Who does Face the Nation.
No, she was very early, but I don't think she ever was an anchor. She okay. was a reporter.
Of course, I know Jessica Savage did the weekend.
She wasn't first,
NBC.
Though.
This
yeah.
would have been before her, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
Dickerson's not the answer.
Not
no.
the answer.
Yeah.
The same era, though.
Yeah.
But her son is better known now?
Probably, yeah.
Okay. Now, I have to think about that. All right.
It's not Gloria. Anderson Cooper's mother is...
Gloria
Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt wasn't her, though.
Yeah, no, I don't think she ever did.
No.
She anchored a lot of things, but not that. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Sal from Atlanta. I called last week about the to have or have not question.
Oh, right.
And yes. I wasn't sure if you, Jerry got it, I wasn't sure if you had mentioned that Ernest Hemingway was the author. You did. I went back and listened to it. But nobody got the quote. I was wondering if you knew what the quote that I said everyone knows from that movie is.
You know how to whistle, yeah. put your lips together
and blow.
Right. Right. So what I thought I'd do this week is... these are also movie lines that are in the top 10, let's say, list of movies that have the most quotable lines. But I'm going to give you an alternate quote and see how many of these you can get. I'm going to give you some low-hanging fruit first.
Right.
Pay attention to the man behind the curtain.
Yeah, it's a Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, right.
Wizard of Oz. So now I can guess, was Gene Kelly one of the hosts?
No, he wasn't. That's actually a good, pretty good
okay.
guess, but no.
I didn't want to give you that one. Without okay, so let me go through these others and maybe you want to write them down. Realizing the importance of the case, my men are rounding up twice the usual number of suspects.
That's Casablanca.
Yeah.
Very good. You're a cheap, lousy, dirty, stinking mug, and I'm glad what I done to you. You hear that? I'm glad what I done.
It's a James Cagney impersonation, right?
No, I don't impersonate this person. Now, I'll give you a hint. Remember, these are... I'll tell you, the top five movie lines of all time, this is a replacement line, an alternate line for
oh,
those movies.
So is this like, you? It's not
dirty
You
rat.
Dirty Rat?
No, You Dirty Rat is not one of the top five.
Okay. No,
I'm
I don't.
Glad what I done to you. That's the. That's
yeah.
familiar.
You're a cheap, lousy, dirty, stinking mug, and I'm glad what I done to you. You hear that?
Oh,
I'm glad what
it's
I done.
On the waterfront.
The
it's on the waterfront.
On the waterfront.
Yeah.
Very good.
Exactly.
Excellent.
Okay. He's still alive. They hit him with five shots, and he's still alive.
Frankenstein.
No.
Frankenstein's
no.
monster.
No.
King Kong.
King Kong. That's not bad.
No, no. Again, this would the second most quotable line in a movie is from this movie, and this is an alternate. He's still alive. They hit him with five shots, and he's still alive.
I don't know what you mean by alternate. I'm sort of confused.
It's like a pastiche of the line. It's sort of not quite the line.
Oh,
but,
I
yeah,
see.
Yeah,
oh,
so
okay. Say it again. Say it again.
Yeah, if I told you the most famous line from this movie, you would know it immediately.
Okay,
right,
so I'm
right.
sorry. Go over it again,
he
please.
Hit him with five shots, and he's still
alive. He's still alive. They hit him with five shots, and he's still alive.
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, so let's leave that one out. I am big. It's the pictures that got small.
Well, that's
Gloria Swanson.
Sunset Boulevard.
What's the most? But you could figure what the other line is. That's the most quoted, right?
I'm ready for my close-up. Mr.
Right. Bill. So here's the last one. You're like the thief who isn't the least bit sorry he stole, but he's terribly, terribly sorry he's going to jail.
That's really familiar.
How does that go again?
You're like the thief who isn't the least bit sorry he stole, but is terribly, terribly sorry he's going to jail. Okay, so this is the number one. This movie has the number one quoted line according to AFI of all time.
Oh.
So is the movie Gone with the Wind?
Yes.
Okay.
It's the scene in the horse where the horse stable.
Yeah.
Where she goes all right. So the only one that's out is your cheap, lousy, dirty, stinking mug. Oh no, you got that the waterfront one.
The five shots one.
The five shots. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So he's still alive. They hit him with five shots, and he's still alive.
What is the year of that movie that you're referring to?
68, I think it is.
Oh, Bonnie and Clyde.
Nope. That would have been... that's actually in... There is a quotable line in the top 40 with that one. But this is the second most quoted line of all time comes from this movie.
Oh.
68.
Butch Cassidy?
Yeah.
No.
I
could give it right away by telling you the line from the movie, unless you wanted to just leave it out.
Oh, tell us. That's okay.
The Sting?
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Oh, all right. The Godfather. Yeah. Very good.
All right. Great. I love the show. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
That's for everybody. And Laurie, I think it's your turn.
All right. I meant to thank my Fred Pollack gave me the question about
from
the Olympic
West Virginia.
Range. The West Virginia, the president of the West Virginia Minds Over Matter Club.
All right.
Here's another, I think, interesting Olympics question. In the current Olympics, for the first time ever, a mother and son were competing in the same Olympics in the same event. Oh. And then previously, two different mother-daughter pairs appeared in the same Olympics in the same sport.
Really?
Yeah. So I want you to guess the sport.
Are these popular events?
With the people who participate.
No, I mean for viewers.
They aren't. I don't think they're popular events.
I would
with
guess mother and daughter might be dressage.
Two in the morning event on NBC.
Yeah.
Archery. One of the mother daughter events is archery. Very
yes,
good.
Good job.
Okay, so we're looking for one more mother daughter event and a mother son event, which was the current Olympics.
It's like air pistol or something like that.
It's well
shooting.
Yeah,
shooting.
The mother son one in this Olympics was shooting.
Oh, all
okay,
right.
So we're looking for the last mother daughter event. And it's an event that is no longer in the Olympics, but is still very popular among people.
It's no longer in the Olympics.
Yeah, lots of events come and go from the Olympics. I don't know when this one was eliminated.
Well, how long? Can I ask how long ago this was?
1900.
Wow.
A mother and daughter appeared in the same Olympics.
So yeah, 1900?
Yeah, you won't know their names, but
no.
You'll
is this either tug of war or pigeon shooting?
Both good guesses, but no.
There used to be tug of war in the Olympics, you know.
Yeah, I don't think
there's a talk to bring it back. I don't see anything wrong with bringing it back. Why wouldn't they have?
Well,
they
have so many other weird sports.
Yeah,
like that.
Why not?
Non sports.
We'll talk to the committee. Yeah,
I'm waiting for bowling to come back.
But the mother daughter tug of war.
Do they have bowling?
No.
Mother daughter tug of war would be very popular, I'm sure. So we're looking for one mother-daughter sport,
okay.
1900.
All right. And we have a couple of lines open now if you'd like to give us a call. The number is area code 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. We are a little past halfway through the show, so let's repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. Jerry, you go first.
I'm clean.
You are?
Oh. Yep. You took a shower today.
Not what I heard.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
And I'm only looking for the only outstanding event in which a mother and daughter competed in the same Olympics in the same sport, and it was in 1900.
All right. The Shakespeare Memorial in Westminster Abbey, there are three real people who are depicted on his memorial besides Shakespeare. One of them, Jerry Gott, that's Elizabeth I. Who are the other two, and what is the play that is quoted on his memorial? And The Wizard of Oz used to be a very big deal. They would show it once a year, and usually on CBS for the first several years. And they had big stars who would host the showing of The Wizard of Oz. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 left on the list. So far we have Burt Lahr and Liza Minnelli, who are the other big stars who used to host The Wizard of Oz. Okay, let me do a question here. This fellow, Dr. Donald Henderson, died this week. I read his obit in the New York Times. He had a very interesting life. But it led me to find out, as part of the article, that only two diseases have been completely eradicated from the face of the earth. Only two diseases have ever been completely eradicated from the face of the earth. What are they?
Are they ones we know today?
Yeah, you would know the names.
leprosy or the, I forget what the other name.
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Hmm. So smallpox?
Smallpox is one.
Okay.
Wow,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. What is the other one? He had a Dr. Donald Henderson had a great deal to do with the eradication of smallpox.
Is this post smallpox vaccination? I presume these are eliminated through vaccination. Yes.
Yes. Well, it's more involved than that, but that's obviously
so
a part of it.
Yeah. I think I'm wrong on this, but how about polio?
Not polio.
No.
Not
polio.
Yet.
Polio's back.
Yeah. It's okay. Not. No. It's
well,
it's not back,
spotty,
but
yeah,
it's still around.
How about mumps?
No. Uh-oh. So Dr. Donald Henderson died this week. He was responsible for one of the two diseases that have completely been eradicated from the face of the earth. Smallpox is one. What is the other? The only two diseases that have ever been eradicated.
Yeah. And it's scary to think it, you know.
New things are popping up all the time. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi there. It's Tom in Oakland.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. Let's see, I've got a couple of guesses on the Shakespeare Memorial.
Yes.
How about Henry V?
Henry V is correct. Very good. That's one of the people
on
the
memorial. What
is the
quote?
Not the play.
What is the quote?
That's not the play. That's the person that's one of the people on the memorial.
Oh.
Henry
V. I thought the play might be King Lear.
Not King Lear.
And for another person, I thought Caesar for some reason, but...
That's a perfectly logical guess, but no.
Yeah. And then the Elvis TV shooting. Is he aiming at a comedian like Sippy Sales?
Well, somebody guessed Robert Goulet, which was correct. I don't have any others. Robert Goulet is the answer that I have.
Robert Goulet.
Yeah. Shocking.
And let's see, I've got one question. The last person to... Who is the last person to host The Tonight Show? The guest host, The Tonight Show.
Guest host?
You mean the last person as of yesterday, you mean, to guest host it? Or it's Friday?
Yeah, up till now. At least up till now, to a guest host of The Tonight Show.
Oh, gosh.
From the Johnny Carson era, or since then?
It's actually under Jay Leno.
Oh. Never watched his guest host.
Yeah.
No.
The only person to have guest hosted under Jay Leno. Oh.
Really?
The only one?
Only
yes.
Person.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
He's the Iron Man, isn't he?
For one night, yeah.
And it just happened once, huh?
2003, it was a cross promotion with another...
How about Conan O'Brien?
No.
No, it was not Conan O'Brien.
A cross promotion.
This person was promoting a film or something, or a TV show?
Or a late
night show. It
was
kind of a gimmicky kind of thing. It was with another NBC program, kind of talk showish program.
John Stewart?
No, it was an NBC
program. Okay.
Was it a real person or like a puppet or something?
No, it was a real person.
Okay.
Who did the show after Jay Leno? Because maybe he had the late night guy.
No, that was Jimmy Fallon.
That was Conan.
That was going okay.
So then Jay Leno again.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. We don't know.
It's Katie Couric.
Oh,
no
all
kidding.
Right.
Okay.
So they did a cross promotion where Jay Leno apparently hosted the Today Show,
mm-hmm.
and then Couric hosted the Tonight Show in 2003 for some reason.
Ah, yeah. There you go.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Our panel tonight... Bay Area author Jerry Nachman, Lori Fisher, retired from Davo Valley College. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW. And whose turn is it? Is your turn, Lori? I think it is. Go ahead.
All right. I don't know that it is, but I'll take it.
No, actually, it's Jerry's turn. I take it back. I'm
thank
sorry.
You. Thank you.
Oh.
Sorry about that.
Make it good, Jerry.
Yeah.
Okay. Who was the first senator to condemn Joseph McCarthy?
Margaret Chase Smith.
Yep.
Yes.
Very good.
Yeah.
That's good.
All right.
Good for her.
Because he wasn't going to attack a... She was smart. Smart okay, person. Okay. He wasn't going to attack a woman on the Senate floor.
Yeah.
Okay, two presidents took the oath of office four times. Who are they?
Well, Roosevelt.
Franklin D. Roosevelt. That's the easy one, yeah.
And let's see. So
Richard Nixon.
No.
Well, he took the oath of office, but as vice president.
The president, yeah.
So was there like a screw up and they had to do a do over?
I can't tell you.
Something happened with Obama.
So that's three times.
Yeah.
It is Obama.
Is it Obama?
Yeah, it's very interesting. The first one we all know about because the Chief Justice bungled the,
right.
the oath.
Right.
They weren't sure he was president.
In 2012, it was performed officially on his first day in office, which was a Sunday, but that was in private because inaugurations, which I didn't know, are never held on a Sunday.
Oh, okay.
And again the next day at the actual inauguration.
Oh,
for
cool.
ceremonial
good question.
Ceremonial reasons.
Good question.
Yeah.
All right, Laurie, now you're up.
All right. So we're off the Olympics. We're on
you.
Literature.
Good.
And
a
little handout for everybody.
Another handout. All right.
Well, this is a very straightforward question. I'm going to name
Laurie's so
six,
organized.
Yeah. Well, it's part of my teaching background.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to name six characters, literary characters,
okay.
Somewhat well-known. I want to know who killed them. The first one is Polonius. Second one is Grendel. The third one is Cock Robin. The fourth one is Richard Cory. The fifth one is Jay Gatsby. And the last one is Elizabeth Lavenza. So who killed well, that's what I'm asking. I want to know who killed her. Polonius, Grendel, Cock Robin, Richard Cory, Jay Gatsby, and Elizabeth Lavenza. I'll give you each two.
Didn't Richard Cory kill himself?
He did.
Yeah.
A little bit of a trick question. All right.
Yeah, all right.
So there goes Cory.
Cock Robin is famous. Who killed Cock Robin?
Ooh,
yeah.
Cock
Robin. But I don't know the story.
Remember the
poem.
Song.
Not Turkey Lurkey.
It was not Turkey Lurkey. He was Turkey Lurkey was found not guilty of that.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Is it a poem or a story?
What is
that's
Cock
a
Robin?
It's kind of a song, like a nursery rhyme.
I think it's had many forms, and it's always the same.
And Grendel
murder.
Was who? Grendel was grim fairy tale.
Character. No. Grendel's that's old. Way predates by far the Grimm fairy tales. That's old. Is that Norse?
I'm not going to give you
it's
anything.
Old Germanic. Yes.
Just going to let it.
Gatsby, we should know. I don't.
Well, Gatsby is.
I remember that he was killed.
Gatsby is the station owner whose wife, Tom Buchanan, was having the affair and the killed accidentally.
Tom Buchanan shot him.
No.
And I can't think of the character's name.
Oh, yeah. So you're circling
the gas
in
station.
That.
The
yeah, Tom Buchanan
owner.
Was having an affair.
Yeah, with the wife of this guy.
Yes.
And, yes. Anyway, somebody, and one
killed,
of our listeners.
And killed Gatsby out of revenge,
yeah.
Out of mistaken revenge.
Because
somebody else, it was his car.
Right.
But Daisy was driving.
Right.
Polonius.
Yeah.
That should be easy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Daisy, yeah, ran down the. Yeah,
driving Gatsby's
right.
car, but
yeah.
He, yeah.
Right,
anyway,
right.
So we need Polonius, the killers of Polonius, Grendel, Cock yeah. Robin, Jay Gatsby, and Elizabeth Lavenza. We'll leave these out there for people. And we got Richard Cory. He was
give
a suicide.
Give me a hint on Elizabeth Lavenza. The name is not immediately familiar to me, don't
you? The character that killed her is really well known. It's a novel. You've read the novel. You both read the novel. It's been made into many movies.
Polonius,
she's not famous. Elizabeth Lavenza is not famous, but this this character.
It's not an American tragedy, is it?
It's not.
Does Laertes kill Polonius?
No.
Oh.
That was his son. He did not kill his father.
Oh. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hey, Peter.
Wasn't it Hamlet that killed Polonius?
It was. Very good.
Yes, that's
he was hiding behind the curtains.
Paris.
Well, some people play it like he knew he was there, other people not, but
yeah.
Very good.
Right.
And it was Beowulf who killed Grendel.
It was Beowulf
yes.
who killed Grendel. Oh, man, you are an English major. My apologies, my condolences.
And I guess for the Shakespeare Memorial, how about Julius Caesar?
Not Julius Caesar, no.
Okay. And see, Ede was asking earlier about wimps.
Yes, he was.
Yes.
And those are...
Came to the right place, too.
weakly interacting massive particles. They're subatomic.
Oh, okay. Good job.
Jerry knew that.
Right,
he just didn't want to say.
Yes.
And I have a question.
Yes.
We have the Scottish Games coming up next weekend in Pleasanton.
Oh, they snuck up on me again.
Yeah.
The caber toss is my favorite.
You've been working out for it, right?
The caber toss, yes.
Yeah.
Jerry's is in. He's going to be there. Yeah.
Good. Well, they brought to mind a street in San Francisco, which used to be named with a French name and now has a Scottish name. What street is it?
So they changed the name of the street, huh?
Mm-hmm.
To a Scottish name.
Yeah.
When you say a Scottish name, is it named after a person who is Scottish?
A Scottish ancestry.
Industry.
Ancestry.
Oh, ancestry. I'm sorry.
Huh. Yeah. The person after whom it is named.
You mean they changed it permanently or just for the games?
Permanently.
Uh huh.
Scottish
names. So Mick. Think of a Mick.
No, it could be Campbell.
No, that's Irish.
No, it could be Campbell. Yeah.
Campbell.
Campbell. Yeah.
Is it a major street?
Yes, very well known.
What part of the city is it in?
It's downtown.
Downtown.
Think of Scottish sounding streets downtown. Kearney.
The person after whom it was named was an admiral.
Oh. Was it Dewey or
No.
Farragut or
Sloat. That's not downtown.
An admiral.
Commodore Sloat.
that's right. Not
downtown.
Dewey, not Farragut.
Prominent. Gee, yeah.
Gosh, I don't think we know.
I'll give you one more hint, and then you'll have it. The person after whom it is now named was a president.
Oh.
Okay. With a Scottish...
With a Scottish name, downtown, and it used to be French.
How pathetic. I'm still not getting it.
Harrison.
No.
I'm just thinking of presidential streets.
No, I'm sorry.
They've changed names.
Grant?
Grant.
There.
Very
good. That, but it used to be...
Is that a Scottish name? I didn't know that.
I didn't know
Glenn
that.
Grant, absolutely.
Was that... It used to be DuPont or something, wasn't
DuPont,
it?
DuPont, yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So DuPont lost out to the Grants.
In Chinatown, they still call him DuPont Guy. DuPont Street.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. All right.
That's good.
Thank you.
All right. Good job, guys.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, terrible job. What are you talking about?
It only took 15 minutes to get it.
Yeah, all right. Let's see. Okay, so how many of these do we have left here?
We got three, and we have three to go. We need Cock Robin, Jay Gatsby, and Elizabeth Lavenza.
Well, we established who the character is in Gatsby, but the Great Gatsby, but I just don't remember the person's name.
No bell yet. Somebody will call with that.
Give me another handle on Elizabeth Lavenza.
Is that from a classic novel?
Mm-hmm. A classic novel of all the things. Well, I guess Gatsby's a classic novel. This character did a lot of damage to a lot of people. And I'm being a little circumspect about telling you whether it's a male or female character.
Is this an American author? Or?
It's a British author.
British author.
And it's a woman.
Is it Jack the Ripper?
No. It's a woman. The main character is a woman. Mm.
The author is a woman.
The author's a woman. Yeah. Oh, so it's George... Not George Eliot, is it?
It's not George Eliot.
Did you say it was 19th or 20th century?
I didn't, and I won't.
Okay.
So we know it's a British author, a woman author, and the character who killed Elizabeth Lavenza did much damage to other people and things.
It's a famous novel. It's not an Agatha Christie sort of thing.
It's a famous novel and famous character in that novel.
Oh, terrible. I should know this.
Yeah.
And
you should know Cock Robin, let's face it.
Well.
Somebody's going to call with all these. They're going to run the table.
Turkey lurkey. Yeah.
We've already eliminated
that. Yeah, we already eliminated that. Wasn't a turtle. It's
turtle.
Something else. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Denise in San Francisco.
Hi, Denise.
Hi. Hey, when you were talking about the poem that the Yeats poem, maybe I just missed it, but I didn't hear you give the correct title.
We didn't give the title.
Oh.
And I guessed the wrong title. I said Sailing to Byzantium.
Slouching toward Byzantium.
No, but that's not the title.
The title is the Second Coming.
That's it.
There you go.
It's the Second. Thank you very much. Oh, that's very good.
You're welcome.
So who killed Cock Robin?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, you know the Second Coming, huh?
He did it with his little arrow or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Wait a minute.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
So you were asking who killed Jay Gatsby, and it was the husband of the woman that...
Right.
It was.
But he wants the character name, right?
I'm being picky. I want the name.
I don't know his name, but he was the gas station owner.
Yes, yes.
Do you remember his wife's name? That'll help. She's more famous. Yeah, Myrtle.
Myrtle.
Yeah. Last name?
I don't remember.
No.
All right. We're close.
And I had a guess as to the play that was quoted on Shakespeare's Memorial.
Uh-huh.
Is it Hamlet?
It's not Hamlet.
Oh, I thought it might be the Goodnight, Sweet Prince.
Oh, that'd be good.
And then another guess as to the quote. Is All the World a Stage from a Shakespeare play?
No.
It is from a Shakespeare play.
Yeah, yes, but it's not. That's not it.
Okay, that's all I have.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for the Yeats.
Bye-bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Brooklyn.
Hi, Thomas. I have one of your questions here, but I don't know if I have time for it today.
That's fine.
I'll get to it.
But basically, has Henry V been ruled out as the line that is for the Westminster...
Well, Henry V was one of the people who was on the memorial. But yes, no, it's not from Henry V.
I thought it might be We Happy Few.
Right, no.
What about...
that's what we say here at Minds Over Matter, We Happy Few.
The Wizard of Oz thing.
Yes.
Was it either Debbie Reynolds or Mickey Rooney?
Neither one.
Huh.
Good guesses, though.
Yeah.
What about Liz Taylor?
No.
Okay, well, I'm out of guesses there. I have a question, because I just saw this little thing about a movie coming out by Meg Ryan called Ithaca.
Right.
Do you know anything about it?
The movie or Meg Ryan?
It's Meg Ryan's movie, Ithaca, is coming out.
Did I see the trailer to that? I look at the trailers on YouTube occasionally.
It's based on a movie that was made already.
Huh. Oh, that's right. It's a remake of The Human Comedy.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, and Tom Hanks plays the father.
Yeah.
And
Plays the Mickey Rooney part. I love that movie. I think it's Mickey Rooney's best movie.
Don't remember. Yeah, it probably is his best performance.
It takes place in Ithaca.
Anyway, thanks.
Thank you. Yeah.
So Meg Ryan will be the wife.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Who did you say was going to play the kid?
I don't remember. Oh. I'm sorry, but it's on. You can look it up on YouTube. They have the trailer there for it.
It's set in Ithaca.
Ithaca, right?
Yeah. Well, it's the whole Homer tragedy. Yeah,
exactly. But it takes place. It's the same time period.
Very
they haven't moved
film,
that.
Yeah.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Oops, sorry. Are you ready? Okay. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Go ahead.
Yeah. The name of the person who killed Gatsby was George Wilson.
It was
there
George Wilson, Myrtle Wilson's husband. Yeah. Very good. Okay. You have more?
Just really quickly, one line that was kind of reflective of Tom Buchanan's characters, because he knew Wilson, and when he first saw the crash, he said, "Good, a crash. Wilson will have business."
That's right. That's okay. Very good. You know the book well.
Yeah. Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye,
Wilson
thanks.
Will have what?
Wilson will have business. He saw the crash, and he was kind of being condescending. You know, he was having an affair with his wife, but he knew he was a gas station guy. He'd get business.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Okay. My guess for one of the murders, was Mack the Knife involved with one of the murders of the characters?
Mack the Knife was not involved with killing Cock Robin or Elizabeth Lavenza.
Okay. Well, I know who killed Cock Robin. I wasn't a witness, but it was the sparrow.
It was the arrow.
Sparrow with the arrow.
You said arrow. I thought you get it. Yeah.
I get an asterisk or something.
Okay. You've raised some suspicions.
Good one, yeah.
With my little bow and arrow, yeah.
Right. That's right.
Okay. So thank you and enjoy the evening.
Thank you very much. And next call. Oops. All right. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Tom in Oakland again. A couple quick guesses.
All right.
Elizabeth Avenza, was that Frankenstein?
It was Frankenstein's monster. Very good.
The little girl.
That was the little girl that Frankenstein's monster killed.
Good
really
question.
Good. Thank you.
Good question. All right.
And let's see, Dr. Donald Henderson.
Oh, the disease.
How about scarlet fever?
Not scarlet fever.
German measles?
Nope.
Shoot. Okay, and the mother-daughter, how about butter churning? No, okay.
Well, butter churning wasn't in the Olympics in 1900, unfortunately.
Shoot, well, I thought 1900, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Quilting.
All right, thanks. Great show.
Thank you.
Quilting.
Yeah. Yeah, it was 1904.
Let's see. Give me Let's see. So we have, do we have them all now? Polonius, yes. Grendel, Cock, Robin, Richard Corey, Jay Gatsby, Elizabeth. Okay.
We have all six of the deceased. We have identified their murderers.
All right. All right. Okay. If you want to give us a very quick call, we have a couple of lines open. Area code 415-841-4134. 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Do you want to guess on the let's see, I will tell you that the Shakespeare Memorial in Westminster Abbey, the last person on there is also a king.
Hmm. Well, how about one of the Richards?
All right.
Yeah, Richard, it wouldn't be the third. Richard the Lionheart.
It is Richard the Third.
Oh, it is? Oh, Richard the Third's on there?
Yeah.
Holy mackerel.
How did he make it?
Yeah.
How did he make the cut?
I guess because Shakespeare's play was a pretty big hit in its time.
Okay, and we're still, okay, how about on the Wizard of Oz hosts? I got a couple of guesses on that, I think. How about Frank Sinatra?
No, that's an interesting guess.
Well, he would have been, you know, kind of restarting
his
career. But I thought, you know, they would force people to do it.
A few of them were big comedians.
Bob Hope?
No, not Bob Hope.
Okay, but that kind of schmaltzy.
But big
TV
comedians
stars.
Who were on TV.
Milton Berle.
No.
Oh, no.
Boy, I'm getting. Jackie Gleason.
No.
Wow.
And they had shows on CBS.
Probably a mellower type.
CBS in the 50s and early 60s. Dick Van Dyke.
Yes, that's right. One.
Right. Very good. Very good, yeah.
All right.
All right.
And we have five more to get, right?
I
only have us getting three of the eight.
All right. We'll clean up here now, I guess.
All right.
Jerry, what do you have?
The first woman to anchor a network newscast was Marlene Sanders, whose son is Jeffrey Toobin.
Really? Oh, okay.
All right. He's interesting. He's better known than she is, at least to me.
Yeah. Okay. That's it.
And
in 1900, a mother and daughter participated in golf, which was a sport for a long time, and then they eliminated it. Yeah.
But they had it this year.
Is it back?
Golf was in the Olympics this year?
Wasn't it?
I'm going to say...
Yes, it was, because I remember...
Yes, it was.
David doesn't know.
McElroy... he didn't want to go because of the Zika virus.
Oh,
Rory McIlroy.
Yeah, in the show.
And another couple of
golfers
also backed out.
Well, that's what there was eliminated. Now it's back.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, yeah. So, and that's, we got my dead people. We're good.
All right. The Shakespeare Memorial in Westminster Abbey, the three people who are depicted on his memorial are, besides Shakespeare, Elizabeth I, Henry V, and Richard III. The line is from The Tempest. The line is from The
What's
Tempest.
The line?
I don't have the line here. I'm sorry,
okay.
But I'll bring it next week, and I'll tell you what it is then. The Dr. Donald Henderson died. Was responsible for eliminating smallpox. The other disease that's ever been eliminated from the face of the earth is cow measles. It's called Rinderpest.
Never heard of
Rinderpest.
Yes, Rinderpest. And the host for the annual showing of The Wizard of Oz, which used to be quite a big deal in my childhood, anyway. Red Skelton, Dick Van Dyke, Danny Kaye, who did it for a few years.
That makes sense.
Richard Boone, believe it or not. Yeah, Richard Boone.
That's a long
And then
shot.
Gregory Peck did it the year as a memorial to Judy Garland after she died. And then Angela Lansbury.
Oh.
So if we didn't get your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our panel tonight, well-known Bay Area author Jerry Nachman from Dabo Valley College, Emeritus Professor Lori Fisher. I've been your moderator, Daniel Rodriguez. Our thanks to David Latulipe and Steve Wilcott for handling the board and phones. And, of course, our big thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call. And have a great week, everybody. Please join us next Sunday at 7. Bye-bye.
If you're a Bay Area voter, you've got a record number of initiatives and candidates to vote on this November, and you know how important it is to be informed. So as KALW reports on the election, we're asking for your help. Tell us what we should keep an eye on and why. Go to KALW.org and click the box that says Help Us Report on the 2016 Elections. It's easy and it will make a difference for all of us here in the Bay Area. This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, online at KALW.org. A special edition of Revolutions Per Minute is next, with host Sarah Cahill reporting on the Cabrillo Music Festival. Stay with us.